Senators held a test vote today on extending long-term unemployment benefits and found the votes they need to advance the bill in the Senate. Six Republicans also voted in favor of the bill.
Before the vote, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid urged his colleagues to move the bill forward.
We have never in the history of our country had long-term unemployment like we have today. Never in the history of our republic. And yet we're turning 1.3 million people away. Are they going to be the next one sleeping on some street and wherever they come from, trying to stay warm?
But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell opposed taking up the extension, saying it's just a quick fix.
This administration's proposed solution is just to slap another Band-Aid from Washington on it and call it a day. Yes, we should work on solutions to support those who are out of work through no fault of their own. But there's literally no excuse to pass unemployment insurance legislation without also finding ways to create good, stable, high-paying jobs, and also trying to find the money to pay for it.
After the vote, the president spoke at the White House, introduced by an unemployed single mother of two soldiers who said long-term benefits were absolutely essential to cover my bare necessities. The president echoed her words, saying, "I challenge any lawmaker to live without an income." NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang's been following this as she joins us now. And Elsa, this was a tight vote, and yesterday many thought it would fail, that the Senate would turn down the idea of moving the vote, the bill forward and taking it up. What happened?
Well, it was still, as you said, a very, very tight vote. And there was a huge question mark this morning that it would even clear today's hurdle. They only got six Republicans on board. Many yesterday were saying that it was sort of a foregone conclusion that this bill would not clear today's hurdle. In fact, President Obama had made some last minute phone calls to certain more moderate Republican senators, hoping he could persuade them to help get this bill through the Senate. And one of those senators who got the call was Mark Kirk, a Republican from Illinois, who talked to us yesterday. And he said that was proof in itself that the president must have known this legislation was in trouble because he, quote, doesn't normally like calling us. So Kirk and many, many, many other Republicans said they were definitely not going to support the bill anyway. They said that Democrats just wanted to ram this legislation through. They just wanted to get Republicans on record voting no on extending unemployment insurance.
But have any who may have changed their mind said why? Any of the Republicans who did?
To be honest, you know, we don't know if they've changed their minds, if they had been planning all along that they were going to vote for cloture today, is what the vote was called. It wasn't a great many of them who did. The vast majority of Republicans who were vocalizing their thoughts about the bill were basically saying they wanted to see offsets. Now, offsets, I guess in Washington speak, means corresponding cuts in the federal budget elsewhere that would help pay for this 3-month extension in unemployment benefits. And yesterday there was a group, in days leading up to this vote, there was a group called the Common Sense Caucus. 16 senators convened by Republican Susan Collins of Maine were trying to discuss what should those offsets be. But at this point, because the legislation cleared today's vote, the point has kind of passed on figuring out offsets, at least on the Senate side.
Yeah. Well, and then the president today was talking about, you know, this is after the vote. If you give the unemployed a little more money, they'll spend it on heating their homes, maybe buying some groceries. In the words we heard from Harry Reid, also mentioned the cold. You know, the Republicans walking a line here of not wanting to appear cold-hearted. So what is your sense of its fate in the Senate when it's taken up and moves forward, and then in the House?
Well, in the Senate, it's pretty much a done deal. It will pass. Today's vote was the dicey vote. Again, it's called the cloture vote, and it needed 60 senators to clear to avert a filibuster. To actually pass this legislation on the Senate side would just take a simple majority, 51 senators. So the fact that we garnered 60 senators today means that this will most likely, almost definitely, pass on the Senate side. The House is a different question. A much steeper uphill battle is expected. House Speaker John Boehner has said a number of times that he wanted to see corresponding cuts in the federal budget that could pay for an extension of unemployment insurance. And he reiterated, or his spokesperson reiterated to NPR today, that Boehner's position has not changed, that Boehner still wants to see a, quote, fiscally responsible plan. Now, whether today's plan is fiscally responsible to Boehner, we'll see. But there are no offsets included in this plan that was cleared today.
And as you said, that was the original request.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang. Again, the Senate voting today to move forward a bill on long-term unemployment benefits. And it's expected to pass in the Senate, then it'll move on to the House. Elsa, thanks so much.
You're welcome.